Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is a fascinating discussion of the Paiskim regarding tuition payments. And the question is, if you have a child in yeshiva, and the father is not financially well off, but the grandfather is, can the school, al pi halacha, go to the grandparent and demand that he pay tuition? If the father of the child is not capable of paying the tuition, but the grandparent is he mechuyev to pay tuition? Is he mechuyev to pay the tuition of his grandchild? And we're talking about a boy where there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We're not talking about right now the case of a girl. And the question is the father mechuyev to pay for the tuition of his grandson? So there's actually a suffix in the Kesef Mishnah regarding this very shiloh. The Rambam brings down the chiyuv to teach your son Torah. And the Rambam says that this is a chiyuv that we learn from the pasuk, Limanta my son espenechem, that there's a chiyuv incumbent on every father to teach his son Torah. If he can't teach him himself, so he should hire someone to teach him Torah. But there's a chiyuv to teach your son Torah. In addition, says the Rambam, there is a chiv incumbent on every individual to teach his grandson Torah. There's a chiv to teach a grandson Torah, which we derive from the pasuk. Vaydaten levanecha levanei vnecha. We learn from the pasuk that there is a chiv to teach a grandson Torah. And then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says that if you know of a child that doesn't have anyone teaching him Torah, he's not your son, but you can teach him Torah. It's within your capacity to teach him Torah, and he has no one else teaching him Torah, then you're mechuyev as well to teach this other individual Torah. Now, the Rambam mentions these three different chiyuvim pertaining to the teaching of Torah, and the Rambam draws a distinction between chiyuv number one and chiyuv number three, and does not address chiyuv number two, thus our shaila about the grandfather's payment of tuition. When it comes to the chiv to teach your son Torah, the Rambam says that if you're not teaching him yourself, you're mechuyev to pay a melamed to teach him Torah. So this chiv includes hiring a melamed. When it comes to teaching your son's friend, let's say, your someone else's kid Torah, the chiv is to teach him Torah if you're able to, but if you're not able to, there is no chiv to pay for a melamed. There's no chiv to hire melamed to teach him Torah. The Rambam doesn't address the middle chiv, the chiv incumbent on a person to teach his grandson Torah. Does this chiv include hiring a melamed and paying for his learning? This is the suffix of the Kesef Mishnah, because the Rambam does not address this directly. It's a suffix in the Kesef Mishnah. And halacha lemaisa, it's a machlekes apayiskim. It's a machlekes. The Shach brings from the Marshal that the grandfather is mechuyev to hire a melamed to teach his grandson Torah, and the Bach holds that he's potter. So it's a machlekes between the Marshal brought down the Shach and the Bach, and it seems to be a suffik lehalach. Now, we should mention quickly that the Kesef Mishnah has an interesting suffik as well, regarding what type of grandson the chiyuv applies to in general. There's a chiyuv to teach your grandson Torah. And when there's a chiyuv b'chlal to teach your grandson Torah, does this specifically include ben benoy, your son's son, because it's an extension of your son, and you have a chiyuv to teach your son Torah? Or does this apply even to your daughter's son? You have no chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah, so maybe your daughter's son is not included in the chiyuv. It's a suffix in the Kesef Mishnah, but when it comes to this suffix, the Shach very strongly brings down from the Paiskim that, in fact, the Chiv does apply even to your daughter's son. So even though this Sofik is brought down as well in the Kesef Mishnah, most Paiskim assume that you are, in fact, Mechuyev to teach your daughter's son as well, Torah. But when it comes to the question of whether you are Mechuyev to pay for his tuition, that's a Sofik in the Paiskim. The question is, what do you do when you have a Sofik in the Salach? And this is where it gets really interesting. Why is it so interesting? Well, there's a very basic difference between sveikis that arise in Cheshen Mishpat issues and sveikis that arise in Yeridea issues, in Isser Veheter issues. When it comes to a suffix in Isser Veheter, and we're talking about a question of Echiyub Deiraisa, so the rule would be that you have to be Machmer. Suffix Deiraisa L'chumra. Safek derayis lechumah when it comes to yerideya. However, when it comes to monetary issues, cheshem mishpat, a question of are you mechuyev to pay someone or not, even when it's a shaila of a deraisa, the rule is hamaytzi mechaver olavaraya. We leave it by the muchzik. We leave it by the person who already is holding on to the money, which is the person who you are trying to obligate to pay, and he's going to be potter. He's going to be exempt. The question is the chiyuv to hire someone to teach your son Torah, or the suffolk of your grandson? Is this chiyuv to pay a suffolk in Yerideya, a Yerideya diga suffolk, or is it a cheshen mishpat diga suffolk? And the nafkamina is going to be our case. Because in our case, it's a suffolk la'alacha, whether the grandson has the right to ask his grandfather to pay for his melamed. Well, is it a suffolk in cheshen mishpat, and therefore may suffolk the grandparent is going to be potter, or is it a suffolk in yerideya, and the grandson could in fact obligate the grandfather to pay? The school could send the letter to the grandparent asking for his contribution for the tuition, because may suffolk has to pay. That's the question. It seems to be tully in a machlekes between the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Shach. The Minchas Chinuch writes that if a person has a child who's an androgynous, androgynous is a suffolk, zocher suffolk in a cave. It's a suffolk whether he's a boy or a girl. It's not clear. It's not clear. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you're mechuyev to teach him Torah, and you're mechuyev to hire a malamed to teach him Torah, because it's a suffolk deraisa, which you have to be machmer for. Suffolk deraisa lechomer. Rav Shach says, I don't understand. It's a question of obligating him to pay. We say, hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya. It's a suffolk in cheshem mishpat. We say, hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya. And it turns out that there's a machlekes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, whether a person's mechuyev to be machmer may suffolk if it's a suffolk whether his child is a boy or a girl. L'chayor, they're arguing on our very question. Is this a cheshem mishpat d'ka suffolk, and therefore the rule is hamotzi mechaveri olavaraya, the person's potter may suffolk? Or do we say, no, it's a yerideya d'ka suffolk. It's a isaveheta d'ka suffolk. And when it's a case of a yerideya suffolk, and it's a shayla of a deraisa, we're machmer. There seems to be a psak of the Ramah that sides with the position of the Avi Ezer with Rav Shach, that in fact, may suffolk, the person would be potter, because we would coin this as a cheshem mishpat d'ka suffolk rather than a yerideya d'ka suffolk. That's what it would seem to be. And the Ramah brings down, in the name of the Agoyis Maimonides, the following psak. Says the Ramah, there is a chiv for a person to be melamed his child Torah, and if he's not melamed him Torah, he has to hire a melamed. What if he refuses to do so? He neglects this obligation? Beis Din has the right to compel him to fulfill his mandate. Beis Din could coerce him to fulfill this mitzvah. Beis Din could force him. The question is, ask the Paiskin, this shouldn't be the case, because there's a general rule in halacha, and that is that if it's the type of mitzvah that's matan tzchara betzido, that the Torah gives us the reward mefurish and explicit in the pasuk, then we don't coerce the person to fulfill this command, because we assume that he'll automatically do so, and therefore there's no kfiya when it comes to this particular mitzvah. So even though there's a general rule that we could in fact coerce someone to fulfill a mitzvah, when the mitzvah comes with a matan schar betzida, there's no such requirement. And over here, there is a matan schar betzida. The pasuk says, "Laman yirbu yumeichem v'yumeiv v'neichem." There's a promise of a richas yomim. And ask the Paiskim on the Ramah, why is he saying that this mitzvah can be enforced, l'chayra? You shouldn't have the right to compel the person to fulfill the mitzvah because it's matan schar betzida. And some of the Paiskim answer by bringing down the yisoid of the ktsayis achayshin. What's the yisoid of the ktsayis achayshin? The ktsayis is talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. The halacha is that you could force someone, or Beis Din could force someone to fulfill his requirement of giving tzedakah if he refuses to do so on his own. And the same question arises over there. It's matan tzchara betzida. The pasuk promises a special reward for a person who fulfills the mitzvah of tzedakah properly. So there shouldn't be any idea of forcing him to fulfill his mitzvah of tzedakah. And says the Ksais, the answer is very simple. This coercion has nothing to do with compelling him to be mekayim the mitzvah, because mitzad kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's matan schar b'tzida. We don't coerce someone to fulfill a mitzvah if it's matan schar b'tzida. The reason why we force him is because there's an obligation in chayshe mishpat. Priyas bal chayv mitzvah. You owe money. If you owe money to someone, you got to pay it. Forget about the mitzvah shabai. You owe someone money, we must enforce the law and make sure that you pay your due. Therefore, says the Ktais, when it comes to paying tzedakah, even though it's a mitzvah, the kfiyah, the coercion, has nothing to do with the mitzvah, it has to do with the chayv that the person has to tzedakah. Since there's an obligation that comes up in chayshe mishpat, that is something that we enforce regardless of whether or not it's matan schar b'tzidah. And therefore, says the Paiskim, that's why the Ramah is saying that if a person is mechuyev to teach a son Torah and hire a malamed and he refuses to do so, Bezdin could force him to pay. Bezdin could force him to pay in spite of the fact that it's a mitzvah that comes with a matan schar. There's matan schar b'tzidah. The Torah promises a reward if you're mekayim this mitzvah properly. Nevertheless, we could coerce you to fulfill the mitzvah. Why? Because it's a chayiv mamon. It's a chayiv mamon. Therefore, we tell you, pay up your dues. This ramam l'chayir is mashma that this is considered in the realm of chayshe mishpat, and ostensibly it should be included in the rule of hamaytzi mechaver alavaraya, which is what the psak is when it comes to a safek. So again, it's not entirely clear. It's a machlekes in the paiskim. It's a safek. The question is, what do you do when it's a safek? Are you machmer or are you mekel? Again, the subject of a tremendous machlekes in the paiskim. And this is just a piece of the very fascinating discussion regarding the payment of tuition for your grandson when you have the financial wherewithal to do so. Have yourself a wonderful day.